This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now, let's follow San Francisco's Embarcadero a bit north to Crissy Field, where the fate of the old military commissary building is being debated. 2 weeks from now, on June 17th, the public will get a chance to comment on the proposals that the Presidio Trust is considering for the space. Star Wars creator George Lucas is among the finalists with a proposal for a museum celebrating outstanding American illustrators like Maxfield Parrish and Norman Rockwell. Lucas would supply most of the artwork from his personal collection. And that's a common creation story for museums, according to local sculptor and art instructor Ruth Waters.
Generally, an art museum comes out of the collection and the wealth of a private collector who needs a place to put his stuff and wants to share it with the community. We didn't start that way.
When Waters says we, she's talking about the Peninsula Museum of Art in Burlingame. It's one of the Bay Area's newest museums, and Waters is the creative mind behind it. She's not a wealthy collector or a philanthropist. She's a working artist. KALW's Stephen Short paid Ruth Waters a visit to see how this unlikely museum founder finally made her dream a reality.
And welcome to the Peninsula Museum of Art. You can crawl past the equipment.
This doesn't sound like what I would expect a museum to sound like. What's going on here?
Well, we're moving into the electronic age, and what's being installed now is a keypad so that when our volunteers arrive in the morning, they can punch in a code and get in. And I don't have to be here every minute to open the door. So, sounds like progress to me.
Ruth Waters isn't kidding when she says that she's been here every minute. She is the spark and flame behind the Peninsula Museum of Art. And as you can hear, it's still a work in progress. Now, even wealthy philanthropists with ready-made collections run into setbacks when trying to develop museums. So it's not surprising to find that the start of this project goes way back. How far back?
Well, I found my first art center building in 1977 in Belmont.
She conceived of that art center to be both an open studio and a gallery. It was modeled on a center she was part of as an artist in Alexandria, Virginia. She made sculptures there for a couple of years before she and her family returned to the Bay Area in the late 1970s. When she proposed starting a museum based on that dual gallery-studio model right here on the peninsula, there wasn't much interest. Who needs another art museum when nearby San Francisco already has so many? But Ruth Waters stuck to her vision.
I saw the benefits to the artists and to the community of creating a public venue where artists had good workspace and the public was welcome to come in and watch.
And things had changed after the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989. Transportation issues made it a little more difficult to get to the city, and for the first time, Peninsula residents started looking for ways to cultivate their own culture. Waters remembers a decisive meeting in 1997, that's 20 years after she started, where civic leaders and residents at San Mateo City Hall considered the issue.
And by the middle of the afternoon, it had become very clear with the speeches and the discussions and the questions from the floor and all the rest that there were two major holes in the cultural fabric of the county. One was the lack of a real performing arts center, and the other was the lack of an art museum.
Bingo. Finally, she had her chance. Waters started small, working with a board of supporters to create a version of her dream museum in 2004. It was housed in a historic mansion in Belmont. More recently, starting in 2011, they spent 2 years looking for bigger buildings.
All up and down the peninsula. And buildings that would work for the museum because they had internal space and high ceilings generally had no way of adapting to the needs of the art studios.
Early this year, work began on the transformation of this 18,000-square-foot space in Burlingame to fit her plan. Ruth Waters says there's no substitute for the face-to-face experience visitors can now have with artwork here.
Looking at a picture in a book doesn't do it. It's a teaser. the actual artwork of wonderful paintings and sculpture, the hand of the artist is there. The heart and soul, if it's good work, is there. And that communicates. It reaches out to people. It has a power that a reproduction just doesn't have. And well, you can feel that when you're in the room.
You can even smell it. I can smell the paint in here.
That paint smell, by the way, is from the construction work, not the paintings. Nearly every wall of this complex is new. But walk into the section where the artist studios are, and visitors might indeed smell paint. There are 33 studios in all, and the interaction with the public is going just as Waters planned.
I can't tell you how many times families have come wandering in on a Sunday afternoon or whatever, and then the kids will run out and say, "Oh, Mommy, I just met a real artist." And that, I think that is just terribly important, to bring the creative people, the visual artists, out of isolation, out of the corner of the basement or the kitchen or wherever, and into the community. We need each other.
My name's Wayne Wickern, and I am finding the space to be quite brilliant for me.
Wayne Wickern is a good example of this need for community. This Redwood City artist makes custom hats. One of his creations was worn at this year's Kentucky Derby. Yes, that kind of hat. Wickern was working out of his garage before he moved into his new studio at the museum.
Working in sort of isolation has not been as productive in the last 3 or 4 years for me as I would have liked it to have been. So just hearing noise in the other part of the place, looking across the courtyard here and seeing people in the museum has sort of energized me, and I expect it to further energize me.
Admission to the museum is free, and income from the studio rentals goes a long way in helping with that. All of the workspaces are currently spoken for. It has taken over a generation for Waters to fulfill this dream of a regional art complex. So now that it's fully operational, what's next? Could it possibly be time for Waters to retire?
Oh, that's what my husband keeps saying. My kids will say, "Why do you need all that stress? Why don't you retire?" I don't retire.
Instead, she talks about nourishing this new cultural destination so that it, in turn, can nourish artists who will inspire visitors for many years to come. At the Peninsula Museum of Art in Burlingame, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.